of Amba is
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmadacharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Sadguru Charanaravinda Bhyam Namaha Saundarya Lahari Shloka 12 Tvadiyam Saundaryam Tuhina Giri Kanye Tulayitum Kavindraha Kalpante Kathamapi Virinchi Prabhritayaha యదాలోకౌ సుఖ్యాత్ అమరలలనా యాంతి మనసః తపోభిర్దుష్ప్రాపామపి గిరిశ సాయుజ్య పదవీం. ఇన్ ది శ్లోక ఆచార్య అడ్రస్ అంబా యాజ్ తుహిన గిరి కన్యాయై నమః. ది ఇన్కాంపరబుల్ బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ అంబా ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ హియర్, supposed to give rise to proficiency in poetic eloquence, kavitva praptyartham, shiva sayujyam, all those benefits. Acharya says, Tuhina giri kanye, O daughter of the snow-clad mountain, the Himalaya, Kavindraha, even the greatest of poets, the suffix Indra refers to greatness. Like Virinchi Prabhritayaha, Brahma and others, Virinchi, we are familiar with this term because we already saw it in the first sloka itself. Kathamapi, somehow, kalpante, they try to imagine. Tulayidam, to find a comparison. Comparison to compare to you. Tvadiyam saundaryam, to your beauty. Amara lalanaha, even the celestial damsels like Ramba, Urvashi, Tilottama, all those people. Yathu aloka autsukhyat. With their utsaham, out of their great eagerness to get a glimpse of your beauty, aloka, glimpse of your beauty, which is dushprapamapi, even though it is unattainable by tapobihi, penance, manasa, mentally, yanti, they attain, girisha, sayujya, padavim, the state of absorption with girisha, Lord Shiva. O daughter of the snow-clad mountain Himalaya, the best of poets, scholars like Brahma and others are at great pains to find a suitable comparison to your beauty. Even the celestial damsels like Tilottama, Ramba, Urvashi and all those, out of great urge to get a glimpse of your splendor, your beauty, mentally attain a condition of absorption into Lord Shiva, which is unobtainable even by tapas, penance. And the japa, if it is performed in the morning, facing east 1,000 times for 45 days, is supposed to give poetic eloquence. Even the dumb person will start to speak. These are all benefits given. I am just giving it here for the sake of completeness because they are all published. The yantra is supposed to be water. And having done the japa, the water is supposed to be drunk after the japa. And naivedyam is honey. And also I have given here the yantram. Sauhu is the bija mantra. And now in this shloka, the attainment of Shiva Sayujyam, that is what is mentioned here, and the desire of even celestial damsels to have a glimpse of your beauty, actually, other than Lord Paramashiva's eyes, no other eye can experience, enjoy the full beauty of Amba. So even the Devastris, all the celestial damsels, they thought they may have an opportunity to have a glimpse of her beauty if they are with Parmashiva. So with great penance, they tried to attain Shiva Sayujyam along with Parmashiva so that they will be able to enjoy the beauty of Amba. Such is her beauty which cannot be compared with anything. That is how Acharya describes Amba's beauty here. And now let us move on to Shloka 13. Let me close this particular Shloka and then go to the next Shloka. Shloka 13. Naram varshiyamsam nayana virasam narma sujadam tava pangaloke पतितमनुधावन्ति शतशः गलद्वेणीबन्धाः कुचकलशविस्रस्तशिचयः हठात्त्रुट्यत्काञ्च्यः विगलदितुकूला युवतयः. Now, Amba is worshipped here as Sri Devi Namaha, the gracious side glance of Amba, Kataksham. The benefits are supposed to be enhanced attractiveness, Kamajayam, all those kinds are described. Patitam Naram, the person, the man on whom fell Tava, your Apanga Aloke, side glance. The any person, any devotee on whom your side glance, your Kataksham has fallen. Varshiyamsam. Even that person is very aged, old person. Nayana virasam. He is not attractive to the eyes also. Very old, not attractive. Narmasu jadam. Person is also incapable of any romantic activities, romantic sport, amara sport. Anudhavanti. Such a person also is followed by yuvatayaha, young women. Shatashaha in hundreds. And how they follow him? With their galadveni bandaha, with their hair locks scattered, they are not even tied together. They don't even take care to tie their hair. Kucha kalasha visrasta shichaya, with their garment covering the breast, they get loosened. They are not even tightly held there. Khatat trutyat kanchya, with their udyana, the mekala, unlocks due to their anxiety, in their anxiety to have your Kataksha, even that is, the Vodhyana also gets unlocked, Vigalidhu Kulaha, letting their sari slip down. So that is what these young girls, they go after even such a old person, if he has been blessed, if he has been fortunate enough to have your Kataksha. Youthful maidens with their braids of hair loosened and dropping, the garments over their breasts falling down, their girdles, their udyanam, breaking off suddenly, and the ropes slipping, ran in hundreds after a person who is very aged, uncouth to look at, and incomparable of amara sport, but has fallen within the ambit of your kataksham, your side glance. That is the beauty of Amba. Japa is supposed to be done 1,000 times facing geese in the morning for 6 days. Benefit is power to attract person of opposite sex. These are all given here. I am just giving textbook information. And yantra is supposed to be a gold or lead plate. Naivedyam is supposed to be annam, rice. And the mantra for the bija mantra, I have given that also here in the side. This is essentially to complete. And now actually I wanted to just to present a picture where one of the commentators, he was very creative in trying to put a picture of this is, you know, I told there are several commentators. This is Ananda Lahari Tika here, and then Kaivalya Vardhani is another commentator giving the comment on the shloka. And here Amba's side glance, her kataksham is falling on such a old person, and he looks so young for the other girls who are so fascinated and get attracted by this person, and they go after him. So that is what is described here. So we have to understand the shloka properly. And the shloka, actually, what does it mean? It says, when in Bhagavad Gita, in the Vibhuti Yoga, Krishna described as a Vibhuti, Kirtihi Srihi Vakcha Narinam Smritir Medha Dhritihi Kshama. For the, among the Sthris, all these things are all in feminine gender. Kirti, wealth, Vagdevata, Saraswati, and the ability to remember Smriti, Buddhi, and also the Dhriti, this is the, you know, the steadfastness, and Kshama, patience, all those are supposed to be, they are feminine. They are supposed to be divinely qualities. And these qualities will go in hundreds after such a person who has got the glance of Amba, Amba's Kataksham. That is what even in Upanishad it is said, Namyante esmai kamaham. When a person does namaskara to the Lord, leaving, surrendering his ego, all the kamas, all the desires, they go and do namaskaram to such a person. So all these great virtues, they go after this person in hundreds. He is going to be such a person with enormous values, a wealth of values, blessed by her kataksham. That is what Acharya tries to depict here. So when I put that picture is essentially for how the commentator has visualized. I understand all these ladies and all, they are all supposed to be the feminine gender for various qualities which are described in this shloka. Let us go to shloka 14. And let me pull that shloka out. 14. Shloka 14. This is a little complex shloka. I think we will be spending more time on this shloka. Kshitau shat panchashat dvisamadhika panchashadudake hutashe dvashashtihi chaturadhika panchashadanile dividvishatrimshan manasicham chatushashtiritiye mayukaste shamapyuparit tava padambujayugam. Bhagavatyai Namaha, that is how Amba is addressed here. She is seated on the basic Adhara chakras and beyond, all the Shat chakras which I mentioned on that day in the previous lecture. She is seated on those chakras, and then she is also seated beyond them, on the chakras and beyond them. And the benefit of reciting this shloka is supposed to be removal of all kinds of epidemics, famine, durbhiksha, the pida, pariharartham. So this shloka is now recited for all those kinds of benefits. And now Acharya says, Tava Padambuja Yugam, O mother, your pair of lotus feet, they shine upari. Upari means beyond, above. Mayukahaye means, mayukas means the rays. The rays which are Shat Panchashat. Panchashat is 50, Shat Panchashat is 56. I will explain all these numbers later. And all these rays that shine in the Mooladhara chakra. And that chakra is comprised of the element Kshitau. Kshitau means earth, Prithivi. So it signifies the Prithivi Tattvam. Mooladhara chakra represents the Prithivi Tattvam. And Dvisa Madhika Panchashat. Panchashat means again 50. Dvisa Madhika means 52. Two more than 50. In the Manipuraka chakra of Udake, the element there is water. So it is Jala Tattvam in the Manipuraka chakra. And Hudashe Dvashashtihi. Dvashashtihi, Shashtihi is 60, Dvashashtihi is 62. Hudashe in the Swadhisthana chakra of the element fire, Agni Tattvam. And Chaturadhika Panchashadanile. Panchashad is again 50, Chaturadhika means 54. Anile, in the Anahata chakra of the element air, Vayu Tattvam, and Divi, Dushat Trimshate. So, Trimshate is 30, Shat Trimshate is 36, and Divi, Dvi Shat Trimshate is 2 into 36 is 72. In the Vishuddhi chakra of the element Akasha or Ether, Akasha Tattvam, Manasicha, Chatushashti Riti, Shashti again 60, Chatushashti 64, Manasicha in the Ajna chakra of the nature of mind, Manastattvam. That is how she is portrayed as dwelling in various chakras and above. So 56 rays, they shine in the Mooladhara chakra, comprised of the element of earth, Prithivi Tattvam. 52 rays, they shine in the Manipuraka chakra of water principle, the water principle is Apatattvam. And 62 in the Swadhisthana chakra, Agni Tattvam or Tejas Tattvam, and of fire, that is fire, and 52 in the Anahata chakra of air, Vayu Tattvam, 72 in the Vishuddhi chakra of the form of Akasha, Ether, Akasha Tattvam, and 64 in the Ajna chakra, that is Manas Tattvam, and far above all these shine the pair of your lotus feet in the Sahasrara, and we mentioned about all that thing in the previous lecture. So, the japa is supposed to be done again 1000 times facing east in the morning for 45 days, supposed to remove all kinds of famine, epidemics and all that. And gold plate is the yantram, and the naivedyam is supposed to be milk payasam, and also the the Shreem is the Bija Mantra that is now engraved in this plate, and the worship is done. Now, we have to now understand all these various numbers. The entire shloka depicts actually the principle of time, and Amba is beyond the time. So having portrayed, now let me pull the next shloka, next the numbers. See, having described the potency of Amba's side glance kataksham, the glorious brilliance of the lotus-like feet that rest in the Sahasrara Chakra, or the thousand-petaled lotus. If you remember that in the previous lecture, I showed that picture, from which the moon, the sun, and the fire Agni, they derive their light and splendor. That is what is described here in this particular shloka. And the when you take the chakras here, the just only maybe I can quickly pull out the other picture so that you may be able to relate to the chakras that I am talking about here. Namely from the previous lecture, let me go to lecture 3, I guess. That is where I thought I put the various, that is for shloka 9 or 8C, I guess. I'm not sure whether it is the one here. Yes, this picture is in the sideways. As I told, the Mooladhara Chakra, this is the four-petaled lotus. This is the Adhara Chakra, Mooladhara Chakra here, the number 4 signifies that. And this is the Swadhisthana Chakra with 6 petals. And then the Manipuraka Chakra has 10 petals. And then the Anahata Chakra has got 12 petals. And the Vishuddha Chakra has 16 petals. And Ajna Chakra has got 2 petals. And the Sahasrara, this is supposed to have 1000 petals. And now we also mentioned a few things here. As the Kundalini is raised, where the Kundalini is now sleeping, when that is raised, all through chakras and go through the Sushumna Nadi and then brought to Sahasrara here, where Amba is supposed to be seated with Lord Shiva, Sadashiva, in the, you remember that Panjabrahmasana, all that description which I gave earlier. And that is where Amba is there. This is the raising from the Kundalini all the way to Sahasrara is called this Arohanam. And in the following shloka, the Avarohanam was described. I'm just only refreshing the various chakras here. And for each of the chakras, for example, with the Mooladhara Chakra, Mooladhara Chakra here, there is this Agni Mandala. So Mooladhara Chakra and the Swadhisthana, both of them, they are called the Agni Mandala. And above that is Brahma Granthi, the various knots. I described those things at that time. And then Manipuraka Chakra and Anahata Chakra is supposed to be Surya Mandala, Vishnu Granthi above that. And then the next one is the Vishuddhi Chakra, and Ajna Chakra is supposed to be the Soma Mandalam, Rudra Granthi above, and then Sahasrara is above. So the various Granthis and the various Mandalas, how all these three Mandalas, the Soma Mandala, Surya Mandala, Agni Mandala, all those things, we saw them briefly at that time, just to have it in mind this time, so that when I describe the other chakra that we are doing right now, it will become a little clear. So now here, the various chakras, for example, if you take the, I'm now giving, the worship can be done both as an external worship and also as an internal worship. If it is an external worship, then a particular yantra containing shad kona, 6 angles, that is inscribed, and on that yantra, all these various tattvas are imagined and puja is done. And another reality here is all the chakras, shat chakras in the body, they are all supposed to be bound in time. Whereas Amba is beyond time. That is what is signified by the term Upari, beyond. So she is beyond time. Now if you take the Prithvi Tattvam, Parthiva, the earth in the Mooladhara, then the Mooladhara, the number of rays are all supposed to be all these numbers, 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 4, various rays here in the 6 angles. And then the chakras also, there is the Shiva aspect and the Shakti aspect. And then the total of all of these 28 for Shiva aspect and 28 for Shakti aspect, making a total of 56. And this signifies the number of days in the spring season, the Vasanta Ruthu. And these various tattvas that are signified by these numbers are the 56. How the 28 is made up of is 5 tanmatras. Tanmatras I have described earlier. This is the Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, all these 5 senses in the subtle form, not in the manifest form, in the subtle form, 5 tanmatras, and the 5 elements, Prithvi, Akasha, Tejas, all that, and then the 4 antakaranas, namely mind, and intellect, manas, buddhi, chitta, and ego is ahankara, and the time principle, nature is prithvi, and purusha, and the mahat tattvam. And all these together, mahat is another tattvam, which is more prevalent in other practices, not directly in Vedanta. So all these together is 28, and multiplied by 2, one for Shiva, one for Shakti, is 56. 56 days make the Vasanta Ritu, spring season. And in the Manipuraka Chakra, that is water principle, that is the Jala Tattvam. Again, all the Mayukas are given here, and the total is 26. Shiva 26, Shakti 26, total making 52, and this signifies the Grishma Ritu, number of days in summer. And that is made up of the five elements, the five Jnanendriyas, the sense organs, and the five karmendriyas, the organs of action, and the object, the vishayas of all these indriyas. Because, for example, the eyesight and the what we seen, the what is seen is the vishaya. So this is the for each of them, there are, for example, rupa form is what I takes. So what I see is the form. So that is form is the vishaya for the sight. That's how it is to be understood. So 5 plus 5, 10. 5 for Jnanendriyas, 5 for Karmendriyas, that is 10. These are all the Vishayas. And the mind, all together is 26, multiplied by 2 is 52 days of Grishma Ritu, summer. Now, when we go to the Agni Tattvam in the Swadhisthana Chakra, then these are the number of rays portrayed here. And there are 31 of them. For Shiva, 31 for Shakti, total 62. That is the Varsha Ritu, rainy season. So, 5 elements, 5 Tanmatras, and the 10 the indriyas, the Jnanendriyas, Karmendriyas, and objects of these indriyas, again 10, just now I told about the vishayas, and mind, that is total 31 multiplied by 2 is 62 days, make the rainy season. And then this Vayavya, that is the Vayu Tattvam in the Anahata Chakra, that is also made up of all these rays, 27 of them total, Shiva, 27 Shakti, 54 total, this signifies the Sharad Ritu, autumnal season. And that is made up of these tattvas, 5 tanmatras, 5 elements, 10 indriyas, mind, ego, and the time principle, chitta, intellect. So, the antakaranas, mind, ego, chitta, and intellect, and the time principle, and prakriti, purusha, all together, nature is prakriti, purusha. So, 27 of them total makes 54. That is 54 days of Sharad Ritu. And the akasha tattvam, again, that is signifying 36 days, 36 mayukas for the Shiva aspect, and 36 for Shakti aspect, total 72, that is the Hemanta Ritu. Actually, we have got in Tamil the Munpani Kalam and Pinpani Kalam. Munpani Kalam is the prior winter portion, the later winter portion, whatever. So, Hemanta Ritu, and the various aspects given here, Tattvas are Shiva, Shakti, Sadashiva, Ishvara, and Suddha Vidya. These are called Artha Prapancha. I will explain a little bit later. So, Artha Prapancha is consisting of Shiva, Shakti, Sadashiva, Ishvara, Suddha Vidya, and Maya, Kala, Vidya, and then Raga and Kalas, various Kalas, and then the Niyatis, and the Purusha, Prakriti, Ego, Mind, Intellect. So, the 10 Indriyas, Jnanendriyas and Karmendriyas, and the 5 elements and 5 tarmatras, all put together 36 multiplied by 2 is 72 days of Hemanta Ritu. And then the Manas Tattvam, again made up of so many Mayukas, all these Mayukas, 32 of Shiva, 32 of Shakti, total 64. This is the Shishir Ritu. Shishir Ritu is, we can call it the later winter season. And Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama, Vaikari. As we, just I will take a couple of minutes to explain what is this. The Artha Prapancha, the total Prapancha can be now classified into two. One is the Artha Prapancha, another is the Shabda Prapancha. The Artha Prapancha, as I told you, is made up of Sadashiva, Ishvara, Suddha Vidya, and Shiva Shakti. And the Shabda Prapancha is made up of 5, Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama. This Vaikari is split into two. One is called Dvani, another is called Varna. So all these Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama, Dvani, and Varna, this is called Shabda Prapancha, this also 5. And Para is, for example, is the sound form which is conceived, not yet taken a shape to be delivered. That is Para. And Pashyanti is once it is conceived, then it is going to be delivered, then that form in which it is going to be seen, how it is going to be delivered, and that is called Pashyanti. And Madhyama is the in-between portion, before it becomes into full voice, full sound. Before that, this is the intermediate region when the various vocal organs and all these things, they work to generate the sound. When the air is, you know, sent through them, how they all work to generate the sound. So that intermediate time where the sound is going to take shape to be delivered as a full sound. And that is called Madhyama. And then the Dvani and the Varna. Dvani is actually a sound comes, but a sound is not a fully mature sound yet. For example, when somebody wants to, express their dukkham, when they want to cry, no words come, some kind of sound comes. And also for somebody is very happy, they want to express that kind of happiness, no sound comes, no words come yet, they are only some kind of sound coming from them. And then it becomes Varna, the actual letters expressing that emotion, whether it is Dukkham or whether it is happiness, that comes, that is called Varna. So this is called Shabda Brahma. So this is Shabda Prapancha, Para Pashyanti Madhyama Vaikari. And then the Icha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Kundalini, and the four Bhumikas, which we already saw, the four petals, and the various Matrukas. The Matrukas have eight groups, eight Vargas. Matrukas are again letters also that. So 32 of them, multiplied by 2 is 64. So all these 64 days make the Shishira Ritu. And now if you add all of them, the total is 56, 52, 62, 54, 72, and 64 all together makes 360 days a Samvatsara. So this is the external worship where you have a plate with all these six konas and then in which you do the worship. And now the same thing can be done internal worship also. A person can imagine all these chakras within oneself. And then for each one of the chakras, the puja can be done internally. So for the Prithvi Tattvam, again the Mooladhara region, and there are seven in each petal. If you remember, there were four petals in that other picture I showed for the Mooladhara chakra. So four petals and seven days in each one of them, making it 28. And multiplied by 2 for Shiva and Shakti, you have 56. And in the water principle, Manipuraka chakra, again, these are the various rays, and then there are six petals, so that will be total, this is going to be the 26 total, all of them, and multiply by 2 here. And then in the Taijasa, in the fire principle, Swadhisthana chakra, again, we have got 27, and for the three each of the 9 petals, there are 10 petals, if you remember, and 4 in the 10th petal, if you remember that particular picture again, we have to remember that picture, when we want to relate to that, and then it is 31 total. And then again, to be multiplied by 2 to get 62. And then the air principle, Vayu Tattvam, Anahata chakra. So it is also in each of the petals. We have got so many in the three in each of the first, sixth and the ninth dala petals. If you remember the picture again. And in each of the rest are three in each of the first, sixth and 12th petals. That makes another 9. And 2 in each of the rest. In the 9, 2 is 18. So total we have got 27 multiplied by 2, 52, 54. And then the Akasha Tattvam space, Vishuddhi Chakra. 4 in each of the first and 16th petals. That means it will be 8, and 2 in each of the rest. There are 16. So in the 14 multiplied by 2 is 28, so that is 36. And that basic picture has to be remembered for relating to each one of them. And in the Manas Tattvam, Ajna Chakra, 4 groups of 4 in each of the petals, so this makes 32. So now the total again is 360 days. So this is how the various Kala Tattvam, the various Ritus and the number of days of Samvatsara are worshipped internally and externally as the manifestation of Amba. Now meditation of all these various Mayukas are as Matrukas. Matrukas means the letters of the alphabet and grouped with the Bijaksharas. If you remember the Bijaksharas I mentioned, the Panchadasakshari Mantra and the groups of these, there are various Bijaksharas. And along with them, the group of letters, Matrukas, are worshipped here. So in the Prithvi Tattvam, in the Mooladhara Chakra, there are 50 letters of the alphabet, R to Ha in Sanskrit, plus these particular Bija Mantras, Aim, Kreem, Shreem, Aim, Kleem, and Sauho. So these six Bija Mantras, plus the 50 letters, make 56 in the Prithvi Tattvam. So, and Jala Tattvam, in the Manipuraka Chakra, again the 50 letters of the alphabet, R to Ha, Sound and Shreem, these two Bija Mantras make it 52. And in the Taijasa Tattva, in the Swadhisthana, in the fire principle, 50 letters plus the 14th letter, Au, and hum and saha. Multiply 4 times, that makes it 62. So that is what this particular fire principle does. And then the Vayu Tattvam in the Anahata Chakra, again 50 letters, Atuha, and the 4 semi-vowels, Yam, Ram, Lam, and Vam. So that makes it 54. And the Akasha Tattvam in the Vishuddha Chakra, the vowels except Am and Aha, they are repeated 5 times, plus Aim and Hreem. So 5 times plus, so all these things together again is 72. And Manas Tattva, the 16 vowels repeated 4 times. That is 4 multiplied by 16 is 64. So if you want to do the worship only based on the various matrikas, the letters, varnas, then this is how this particular worship is done, and in which the total of again 360 days come. Now, we already talked about the Brahmanda. Brahmanda talks about the days of the year in various ritus in the Kala Tattvam. And in the Pindanda, that suppose the, so in the Brahmanda talks about the various days. And in the Pindanda, it talks about the race in the individual. Pindanda is the individual, Brahmanda is the total. So if you take the Agnikanda and in the Rudra Granthi, then Mooladhara and Swadhisthana, they both are called Agnikanda together. And the Rudra Granthi is supposed to be just above that. So 56 days of Mooladhara in this, and so 52 both together is 108 rays. And then the Suryakanda, it has got how many rays? 116 rays in the Vishnu Granthi above that. So Manipura Chakra 62, Anahata Chakra 54, 116 rays as we derived earlier. And Somakanda is Brahma Granthi, so Vishuddha Chakra and Ajna Chakra above that. And then there are 136 rays, 72 of Vishuddha Chakra and 64 of Ajna Chakra, totally 136 rays. So total comes to 360 rays or 360 days. And actually there is a beautiful verse in the Kathopanishad. The moon, the sun, the fire, they all illuminate the universe. How? They derive their light from the feet of Amba only. Natasya suryo bhati chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhanti kutoya magnihi tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. So sun brightens by day, moon by night, agni at dawn and dusk. But they all derive their splendor, their glory from Amba's feet only. And that is how Amba's feet is so much worshipped here as the real source of all these various things that we see even in day-to-day life. Now let us go to the next shloka. Shloka 15. Let me pull that shloka for you. Sharadyotsna Shuddham Shashiyuta Jata Jutamakutam Varatra Satranam Spatika Gutika Pustakakaram Sakranatva Natva Katamivasatam Sannidatate Madukshiradraksha Madurima Durinaha Panitayaha. Sharadyotsna Shuddhaye Namaha. That is how Amba is addressed here. Shuddha Sattva, that form of Devi is what is worshipped here, Shuddha Sattva form of Devi. And the poetic ability, scholarship, all of them are being sought here. So, Sharad Jyotsna Shuddham, O Mother, addressing Amba, you are as pure as the autumnal moon. Moon is supposed to be very clear in the autumn season, in Sharad Ritu. Moon is supposed to be so clear. So you are as pure as that moon. Shashi Yuta Jata Juta Makutam. Your head is adorned with the crown, Makutam. And the crescent moon, that's Shashi Yuta. So it's a kriyatam and also the crescent moon. And Karam, in your hands, you have Varamudra, Vara, the mudras of granting boons. And Trasatrana, that removes the Abhaya Mudra on the other hand, Prasatrana, protection from all kinds of fear. Prasatrana. So in one hand you have Varamudra, in the other hand you have got the Abhaya Mudra. And Spatika Gutika, you have got the string of all the crystal beads, the Japamala in one hand. And Pustakam, Pustaka, book on the other hand. Tva, to you, such a you who have all these. Sakrit, if any person, at least once, natva, if he does namaskaram, satam, for those good devotees, katham iva, how panitayaha, panitayaha means word, speech, as sweet as madhu, kshira, draksha, madhurima, durinaha. The mixture of honey, madhu, kshira, milk, and draksha, grapes, the mixture of all three, how sweet it would be, and such a mixture of all, such as sweet as that, na sannidhatate, will not emanate, will not come from his tongue. That is what is portrayed here. So how will not word, speech, sweet as honey, milk and grapes, mixture of them, emanate from the tongue of a person who did namaskaram to you even once, whose form is as clear and bright as the autumnal moon, your form is as clear, and your head is adorned with a crown and the crescent moon, and your hands, they hold the poses of bestowing boons and protection from fear, a string of crystal beads, the Spatikamala, and a book. That's what you hold. So that is what is being, you know, worshipped here. And the japa is supposed to be done facing east 1,000 times in the morning for 45 days. Supposed to give benefits of scholarship, poetic excellence and all that. The yantra is supposed to be again water. So one would write some, the Bija Mantra on it, and to drink that water. And the naivetyam is supposed to be honey, milk and sugar. As I told you, these are all just I am mentioning. Please don't ask me whether I do all these things, will I get this benefit and all. I am not competent to even say any of those things, but I am giving just only a textbook information. How people have been using these sadhanas for various benefits. And the yantra is again, the Bija Mantra is some, and that is what is given here in this yantra. And now, this particular poem also has lot of nice features, which we will quickly see here. Let me pull the next one. See, originally, the Amba is supposed to be of the form of Adi Shakti. Actually, I mentioned this in the beginning. In Srishti, before creation, Amba, you know, Shuddha Shivam, it just, you know, Paramatma Tattvam is alone there. And along with Maya, Maya is the Adi Shakti, Prakriti or Maya. And the Maya is supposed to be endowed with three gunas, Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna. And each of these gunas, they are portrayed as Adi Mahalakshmi and Adi Mahasaraswati and Adi Mahakali. And these are all not the Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati that we are worshipping. This is the one that is prior to all of them. And from this Mahalakshmi Tattvam, Adi Mahalakshmi Tattvam, Brahma and Lakshmi concepts they come, supposed to be red in color. And then Vishnu and Parvati in the blue color from the Adi Mahasaraswati Tattvam. And Adi Mahakali, Shiva and Saraswati, the white, that particular. So all these things they come. Actually, this is described in the Rahasya Trayam of Devi Mahatmyam in Chandipatam. After the Lalla Sahasrama Parayanam is done, they normally recite the Rahasya Trayam. So in that portion, this concept is given here, given there. And so having described the glory of Amba's lotus feet, now the Acharya, he extols in this and the succeeding shlokas, the several forms when being worshipped, in which she confers specific benefits to devotees. Here the sattvic aspect in which meditation through the first Vagbhava Kuta, if you remember the three kutas I described on the about the Panchadasakshari Mantra, the five-lettered Vagbhava Kuta, five-lettered Bija Mantra, Vagbhava Kuta or the Panchadasakshari, that is what is elucidated here. The sattvic aspect in which such a meditation is done. And the Akshamala, the Japamala that Amba is having in her hand, that represents the Shabda Prapancha, which I just now mentioned in the previous shloka. Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama, Vaikari. So it talks about the Shabda Prapancha is portrayed by the Akshamala. And the book that denotes the Artha Prapancha. Artha Prapancha is again the Shiva, Shakti, the Ishana, all that thing which I mentioned, the Shuddha Vidya. So the Artha Prapancha and Shabda Prapancha are denoted by this. And the Abhaya Mudra. Abhaya Mudra is that denotes the Anartha Nivritti. All kinds of evils, all kinds of, you know, afflictions, whatever is the Nivritti, the removal of all of them is portrayed by Abhaya Mudra. And the Varamudra, that gives all the kinds of boons, that denotes Ananda Prapti, attainment of unalloyed bliss. And this unalloyed bliss I put here because everybody wants Sukha, bliss. They want Ananda, that is true. But they want an Ananda without mixed with any dukkha. They want pure ananda only, nothing associated with that. For example, you go and buy a beautiful car, some great car, 100,000, 125,000, of some kind of, you know, expensive car you go buy. And you are so happy that you got such a nice car. And then when you get the car, and after a few days, you find that car is like a lemon car. Then even though you got that car, you were so happy, that happiness is not lasting, and that happiness is now kind of polluted by the dukkham of having a lemon car. So people don't want that. The Varamudra guarantees ananda prapti, which is unalloyed bliss, without having any dukkham element at all with that. That is the power of amba. And this is known as, again, Sarasvata Prayoga, since a person gets renowned in scholarship by the grace of Saraswati, by doing this worship, because the person gets the blessings of Saraswati, this is called Sarasvata Prayoga. In these are all various terminologies and practices in the way the Shakti worship is done. So that's why I just only mentioned for the sake of it. So this is Sarasvata Prayoga. We are going to see some elements of it later also. So now let me go to pull the next shloka, shloka number 16. Maybe I have to go to the next lecture here. Yeah, this is the 16th shloka. Kavindranam chetaha kamalavana balata paruchim bhajante ye santaha katichit arunameva bhavatim virinchi preyasyaha taruna tara shringara lagarim. Hari should be Kabira bihi vagbihi vidadati satam ranjana mamim. Shringara lahariye namaha. So that is how the amba is brought. This is a typo here, should be corrected. So Veda agama jnana. So this is the benefit of this particular worship. Amba is addressed to a mother. Chetaha kamalavana balatapa ruchim. You shine as the rising sun, Baladapa Ruchim. So the rising sun in the lotus garden, Kamalavanam, like Chitta of Kavindranam, of great poets, of their imagination, of their, you know, whatever is they are portraying. Aruna Meva. So you are called Aruna, because you are like a rising sun, Bala Surya. So Aruna Meva, red in color. Bhavatim, to you, Ye Katichit Santaha. Any of those few people who bhajante, who worship you, ami, are those people, vidadati satam ranjanam, causes happiness to the sadhus, satam, with gabirabhihi vagbihi, with gambiryam, with majestic words. They are blessed with such majestic words that flow like tarunatara shringara lahari. Again, typing has been. So the full stream of Shringara Rasa, Shringara Rasa, that is how it flows from their mouth. Virinchi Prayasyaha, as though it is coming from the mouth of, Virinchi is Brahma, Prayasya refers to the one who is dear to Virinchi. Brahma is Saraswati herself. So the words as would, if Saraswati herself has to describe the Shringara in her own words, how beautiful it will be. Such nice words come with so much of imagination, come out of such scholars who have got your blessing. O mother, the few virtuous devotees who worship you as red in color, as of the rising sun, causing the lotus buds, the hot lotuses of the great poets to bloom, enables them to delight the assemblage of white critics in an assembly, in a Vidvat Sadas, if so many scholars are seated. They delight all of them with their speech, resembling that of Brahma's beloved Saraswati, exuberant with the flow of highly delectable sentiment of love. So if Saraswati herself has to express this, how beautiful it would be, how choicest her words would be, it is how eloquent it would be, that is how such a person will be when he delivers and makes the assembly of great scholars very happy. The japa is again done facing east 1,000 times in the morning for 45 days. And the benefit is supposed to be Veda Shastra Jnanam, freedom from all evil qualities. I put evil spirits here, evil qualities and all. And the yantra is supposed to be gold plate, the naivetim is honey. And the yantra is again, vam is the bija mantra, and the triangular shaped yantra is what is used. So as I told, this is all again the various ways by which the depiction is made for the worship. And this shloka also, we have to see a few concepts here. the color of the rising sun, red color, is commended as conducive to attainment of poetic diction. Of the poetic diction of people is supposed to be conducive with the color of the rising sun. It is, which is very replete with the exuberance of sentiments, because poetry is all imagination, sentiment, emotion. How it is expressed, that is what great poetry is. So that is what is accomplished. And this is also another Saraswata Prayoga, as was done in the previous shloka. So involving meditation through the Vagbhava Kutam in the Rajasic aspect, there's red color. So Rajasic aspect, that is what is done in the meditation. And some people, they treat this as relating to the Icha Shakti also, propitiated through the Kamaraja Kutam or the Panchasakshi, the second next Kutam. The first one is Vagbhava Kutam, next one is Kamaraja Kutam. So it is at the Icha Shakti, at that level people portray it that way also. And the red color, Amba is always portrayed as a red color, Sindur, Aruna Vigraham, Arunam, Karuna, Tarangitakshim, and Sarvaruna, Nijaruna, Nijaruna Prabhavura, Majjad Brahmanda Mandala. So many of these various names, they come in various places. And as the rising sun, Balasurya, it delights the red lotus to bloom in the Kamalavanam, Devi, with her red effulgence, she delights the hot lotuses of the Hridaya Kamalam. Of great poets such as Brahma and others. The poets mean they immediately go to Brahmaji only. And devotee is blessed with poesy, ability to write poems and all, resembling that of Saraswati, replete with sentiment of love. Love, you know, among, why love? Because among the Navarasas, love is supposed to be the foremost in the literature. So it ever flows in fresher form. Jihva me madhumattama. So in the tongue, always sweet things have to come. So that tongue is enabled with such a sweet delivery of nice choices of words and sentiments and emotions. And Tarunatara, so refers to more and more fresh. This is fresh, ever fresh, very delightful, nothing like a stale expression of anything. It is very, very fresh, very delightful. And also as in the young people, where it is also portrayed with enthusiasm, with vigor and also passion. All those things are denoted here. Such a devotee will be able to delight an audience of like-minded poetic scholars. Because to get the, you know, we call these days peer review, people who also work in the same field, who are also as much experts as you are in your field, to get the appreciation and acknowledgement from them. And that is supposed to be great. And such like-minded people, such scholarly people will get delighted by such a scholarship. Also, to meditate upon Amba with her eight hands, we mentioned about the various hands. One hand becomes the Pasham, and another is Ankusham, and the Dhanus, and the Banam, Pustakam, Akshamala, Varamudra, Abhayamudra, all these eight things. So, such a meditation enables the devotee to become Saraswati in masculine form. So, such will be his scholarship. If Amba herself, if a person who is a man, if a female worships, she is Saraswati herself. If a man worships and he gets blessed, then he is Saraswati in masculine form. So that is what is given here. And the redness in color, that signifies the sentiment in devotee's speech as Shringara Pradhana. So that is also another small detail. So the Shringara Pradhana in his speech, how Shringara Rasam overflows, that is what is described here in his speech. So we will stop maybe with this shloka here. I will continue with the 17th shloka in the next webinar. Yo veda dau swara propo vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti linasya parasva maheshwarah sri krishna arpanamastu narayana. Stop recording.